What is going on, boys and girls of the internet? My name is Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And this is I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
Welcome. Welcome.
Thanks for coming out. It's good to see you. I see a few new faces in the crowd tonight. That's not true. There's nobody new listening to this crap. Orion.
Yeah.
I got nothing. So it's all on you this week.
It's all on me.
I got nothing. I could talk about my car shit, and I probably will.
Yeah.
But
it's always interesting.
Is that a good way to start an episode, though? Talking about my car shit?
Like, every time?
Hey, guess what, maybe. Guys? I tried to buy a car. And just like everything else in my life, it went to shit. Would you like to hear the intricate details? Oh, yes, we very much would, because you are very famous and we care very much about the things that happen in your personal life.
It's a good poll to, gets the attention of the listeners because
sure,
it's just unbelievable how bad some of your luck is.
I guess.
I don't know anyone that has such shitty luck as you do.
All right, well, I guess I'll talk about my car shit at least briefly.
All right. What's going on?
If there are any new faces in the audience, wow, where to start? A while ago, the brakes went out on my car that I was paying payments on, and I couldn't afford to both continue to pay the payments and make all the multitude of repairs that I would need to make on my car. So I decided to stop paying on that car and go seek out a new car. So eventually, I finally bought a new car. Not a new car, but a used car. And on the way home from buying it, the engine blew up, which is supposedly because I drove it in second gear on the highway. I don't know if that's true or not, but I took it back to the lady I bought it from because she runs a repair shop. And yeah, that's where the story gets really fucking annoying. Where did I leave off? Last time.
Last week.
What was the last thing I said about it?
The car.
Well, oh, okay.
The back and forth.
Okay. Last I talked to her, she was supposed to, Thursday night, she was like, I hurt my back and, maybe I can come out on the way to my massage therapy that my daughter's going to take me to give you your money. Cause I gave her the car back. She said, the engine was blown. She said she could help me scrap it. And so she was going to sell it to a scrapper for me for $300, and then she was going to give me the money. So I was trying to get the money back from her, and she said I could come out maybe on the way to my massage therapy because I just hurt my back. This is after not contacting me back.
Over and over.
Yeah. She said, if not tonight, tomorrow for sure. So that was Thursday, and then tomorrow would have been Friday, which was when we did the last podcast. And I have not heard anything from her since.
To this day?
Yep. I have sent her a couple of emails asking what the hell's going on. You said Thursday or Friday for sure, and I haven't heard from you in any way.
Oh.
So I've sent her a couple of emails asking about that, and I've heard absolutely nothing. I have not tried to call her yet. I need to do that, I guess. And if she's dodging my calls, I guess I know where she works, but I don't have any real reliable way to get out there, certainly not while they're open.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
She's putting you in that position where you feel like an asshole if you show up and be, you know, and you're like, I want my money. Well, of course you want your money, but then you feel like an ass because you have to kind of go beg for it.
Right.
Fucking seek her out.
Yeah, so I don't really know what exactly to do about that at this point. Another new development as of last week was that the old car, I kept expecting it to get repossessed, and it never did. And I got a big orange sticker on the car saying that my apartment complex, they were on to me. They noticed that I wasn't driving my car around and that it had a flat tire. And they were like, hey, if this thing's inoperable, you better get it the fuck out of here. Yeah. We're going to do it for you and you'll be billed for the tow and the storage fees and all that. So I was like, well, I guess tomorrow I'm going to have to, because I had 48 hours to get it out of there. I'm going to have to call up one of those shitty scrapper places that'll just come out and pick it up for like $75 and just get it out of here. Well, I'm stupid.
Oh, no.
I'm incredibly fucking forgetful and stupid. So the next day, the day after the last podcast, I went digging around looking for my title and I couldn't find it. And I didn't know where it was, but I thought it had to be with my other important car papers.
Yeah. You'd think.
And it wasn't there. No, and then I was like, oh God, it must be in my storage unit. Because I have this storage unit with all this shit of mine in it that's been in there for years. And it's all buried. And there are a few boxes with like old shit in them.
It's like the smallest unit you can get.
Yeah.
So it's all kind of shoved in there.
So I'm like, oh God, it must be in my storage unit. I have no easy way to get out there. And even if I got out there, everything's so buried.
Oh yeah.
That in order to find it in there, I would have to drag everything out and go through every box.
Oh yeah.
So then I'm like, what the fuck else can I do? Is there any way I can do this without the title? So I start researching online stuff about cars getting repossessed, stuff about what happens when they've been, when they're not going to get repossessed, when the debt is small enough that the loan, the bank, goes the people who gave you the loan, and they write it off basically. Which is something that they do. They, if it doesn't seem worth it to them to repossess the vehicle, they will charge off the loan, but the debt, but that doesn't mean you're off the hook. It just means that they no longer count it as like an asset.
Mm-hmm.
And then they turn it over to a collections agency, which is what happened to me. I found out, which I was pretty sure it happened anyway, but I found out for sure because I called the bank and I said, I gave them my information and they turned me over to, they transferred me to a collections agency, which was closed at the time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh fuck. Okay. So I'm reading about this stuff and I figured out that, if you buy a car with a loan like that, then you do not get a title.
Oh,
I never had a title.
Oh fuck.
I had forgotten that I never had a title.
Well, at least you didn't go digging for it. All
right. Right. Jesus. Yeah. I never had a title. Of course I never had a title, okay. But I totally forgotten that I never had a title. That's not really a whew moment because that means there's absolutely fucking nothing I can do. Because I can't get the title without paying off the car.
Yeah.
So I can't sell the car without the title.
Yeah.
And they won't repossess the car. So I don't know. I did call the apartment complex and I got an extension. Yep. I got them to give me until the 16th, but I don't know what I'm going to do in the meantime. The only thing I can think of is that I could somehow maybe convince the bank to come pick up the car just because I'm willing to give it up.
Yeah.
But I don't know why they would want to do that at this point if they've already written it off and turned it over to a collections agency. So I don't know what to do. I think it's probably just going to get towed away and I'm going to get charged these crazy fees.
Ooh.
At least at that point, it'll be gone.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's even more debt on top of debt that I've defaulted on, you know? So it's pretty much screwed from all angles.
I had an idea, but I'm not sure how well it would work. Where I work, we have a very loose return policy. And you can buy shit. Basically use it and you get 90 days. That's 3 fucking months to do whatever you want with it. If you don't like it, you return it. And I was thinking if I got like a compressor and you filled those tires up and shit, we just moved it. What are they going to do? You know, you can, they're not going to come out and say, hey, prove to me it's working. Start that mother up. They're not going to do that. So
technically it does still start. The problem would be if they wanted me to actually drive it around.
So you get, and with the tires being flat, I'd assume you'd fill them up and like a couple days later they'd be flat again, depending. But if they held some air, you know, you could get them off your back for a while and then
maybe
eventually return the.
I did think about going out there and trying to push it. I might have mentioned this in the last episode, but try to push
yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Try to push it across like the parking lot.
Yeah.
There's actually a parking space that's like behind a dumpster and between these two, what do you call those? They're not garages. Those open things that are in the parking. Do you know what they're called?
I don't know what they're called.
A carport, maybe?
Carport. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like there's a dumpster and then there's a carport on each side of the dumpster and there's like a parking spot between the two carports and behind the dumpster. So it's kind of obscured.
Yeah.
I thought about trying to push my car all the way over there, like in the middle of the night when nobody's really around.
Oh, man. I don't know.
And just hoping like if they see it, they'll think I moved it. And if they don't see it, awesome.
Yeah. But if they did see it, like, oh, he thinks he's so clever. I see your car.
It'd be no worse than if I left it where it was.
Exactly.
So. But especially with the flat tires, I don't think I could do that by myself.
It pretty hard.
Yeah.
So, if I got a compressor and got air in the tires,
I actually
make moving it a lot of.
I actually own an air compressor that's buried somewhere in my storage unit.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I bought it a long time ago when I decided I was going to get into airbrushing stuff.
Oh, yes.
I also bought an airbrush, and I used it once, I think.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out because I didn't know what I was doing. And then I was like, fuck this. Plus the air compressor I got it because it was on sale, but it wasn't really meant for that. It was meant for, it works for that, but it was meant for like industrial purposes. Like it was meant to be used with a nail gun.
Oh yeah. So it's pretty powerful.
It's powerful and it's loud.
Yeah.
And so like, that's part of the reason I never used it was because I have mostly lived in apartments and it's so loud. You can't have that. It's like running a lawnmower in your apartment. You can't have that thing running because you want to airbrush something.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, just airbrushing. I'm an artist. How are you?
And you have to like, it doesn't have to be running the whole time, but you have to run it for a while so it like builds up pressure in this tank.
God damn.
And then you can turn it off and it'll be silent and you can use it for a little while, but there's still that period where it's just running and sounding like a lawnmower.
Fuck.
So I never used
digging that thing out would be a pain.
I don't know if it's...
buy one because
I don't know it might be in the front. I can't remember.
Yeah,
but it doesn't. I don't think it has the proper attachment to hook it to a tire. But I don't know. I don't. I almost think the best thing to do is just let him fucking take it.
No way.
Well, or else what? Like, or else I keep it and don't do anything with it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if you were to. For some reason, if something happened where you had to move out of here to another apartment complex, then things would get tricky because they have that car on file and they would find a way to get it and charge you somehow, I can imagine. But, you know, for now, I think it'd just be so easy just to fill the tires and park it. What are they going to do? I mean, how can they?
But
I don't see them being super anal about questioning what you've done with it. Proving that you've got it up and running and all that shit.
Well, the problem with that is eventually they would figure it out.
Yeah.
And what am I stalling for?
Yeah.
Like, what is my plan? Okay, I've got them off my back for what, a couple of months maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they come back. What have I done in the meantime to make this no longer an issue? I don't know.
Yeah. When you talked to them, what did you tell them what was wrong with it?
Yes.
Damn it. Because I would have just said, because fuck them. I would have just said, hey, I got some flat tires and I haven't gotten around to filling them up. And I wouldn't even tell them the brakes are, because fuck them, you know.
Well, I think they noticed. They must have, like, you don't just see a flat tire and go, get that the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
They must have noticed it's been sitting there like that for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
All I know is it's a real fucking bummer.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've been kind of stressed lately, I guess.
Oh yeah. All this bullshit.
I think when I get stressed, like I think some people when they get stressed, they get angry or violent or nervous. I just kind of get bummed.
Yeah.
And like numb and like shut off and tired and depressed, I guess.
Oh yeah.
So this is my yearly depression.
Yeah.
Which is why at the beginning of the episode, I was like, I got nothing. Cause I don't know. I like sat around all day today going, what are we going to talk about tonight? And I'm like looking at funny news articles and stuff. And I'm like, yeah,
that's the stress. Yeah. It could be damn funny. I could be at my place laughing and I send it your way and you're like, shrug.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yep. That's a thing.
That's a thing.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I haven't been stressing, but I'm getting really fucking aggravated, and it's just been going on my whole most of my 20s when I've kind of noticed how dumb people are, you know. And you run into them every day, every fucking day during my commute to work and home from work and while I'm at work, and especially at work because I work retail and deal with people. It's just, it's killing me. It's killing my life because I'm filled with rage and I don't have an outlet for it. And I'm becoming numb to like friends at work. Like they'll come up to me and start up a conversation and I just don't give a shit. They'll say something really funny. I know it's funny. I don't laugh because I'm not bummed, but I'm just so pissed off on the inside. Nothing can really make me laugh.
Man, we're a jolly couple of dudes.
Yeah. And I don't know what to do about it. The only thing that I've imagined to do is something that is illegal, and it would include physical harm, or it could put me in danger, like flipping off, you know, a driver, or I don't know. If I'm at work, it would get me fired if I said anything. And that got me thinking, if you work where I work, or if you work at a place that kind of revolves around customer service, it's like you have no rights. There's nothing you can do. I had certain scenarios going through my head. Like if a fucking 18-year-old kid came up to me and just shoved me, or got really close to me and annoyed the fuck out of me, there's nothing I can do. Even if he punched me in the face and I defended myself, that falls under, you know, circumstance to terminate or whatever. I don't know. They can fire me for it, even if I was defending myself. If a guy is beating the shit out of another customer and it's a pregnant woman and I go and stop him and I
think you could probably get away with that one.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
And I think if the customer had a weapon, you could probably get away with it. Like if they attacked you with a weapon.
Yeah.
But I bet, if a customer punched you in the face, it would turn, it would be like, it's like your word against his. And it could potentially be a mess. I guess it would depend on who handled it, like who handled the situation.
Yeah. But I've seen too many people, friends get fired over stupid little shit that you'd think, oh, you can argue that. They'll understand. And the management there is, I don't know, two-sided. Like they'll be your friend one day, but when it comes to like their mission, and they abide by this code that's comes down from corporate, they want a high turnover rate. They want these people to get fired or quit, and they want to hire in new people for minimum wage, you know. And
they
play
sense.
Along. Like they're cool with that, even though they could easily just say, like, oh, I totally understand. You're fine. We're not going to fire you. I get it. Because how does that affect you if you should terminate them and hire in a new person at minimum wage? How does that affect you? I don't know. How does that, nobody gives you a pat on the back from corporate, you know? Good job. That's what we're looking for in management, you know?
Maybe they do. I don't know.
No, they get treated like shit.
I don't know. Maybe they think, like, even if they're not getting a pat on the back, that if they have the appropriate turnover rate, that looks good and that'll make it easier for them to get a job in corporate. Maybe they're trying to work their way up the corporate ladder.
Possibly.
I don't fucking know.
Who knows?
But I thought when you were talking about seeing a dude, like, or not seeing a dude, but like having an 18-year-old dude come push you.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to start talking about fantasizing about, like, because I fantasize sometimes about people picking fights with me and stuff.
Yeah.
And me, of course, I win the fight in my fantasy. What a horrible fantasy would it be if I didn't? But, and I fantasize all the time about just flipping my lid at work.
Oh, yeah.
And just fucking telling everyone off, which for the most part would be completely uncalled for, because the vast majority of people at my work just really don't deserve to be yelled at.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, they deserve to be yelled at a little bit, but not like I fantasize about.
Even if you yelled at them, they wouldn't understand why. What are you mad at?
I fantasize about like jumping up on a table and shouting at everyone and then like giving them all the finger and leaving.
Oh, fuck yes. But there's, you can't do that shit. And it's scary to me in my circumstance because I need my job. And if I can't just say, fuck this. So,
well, I need my job. I mean,
like if any little thing happened where an old man was, I don't know, being an old man and grumpy and didn't like the way I wore my earrings, I don't know, and did anything and I was having a bad day and I just kind of verbally snapped, they could terminate me. So I'm like, I need an outlet for this rage, and I don't know what to do.
I've never been convinced that the whole idea of an outlet is really a valid one.
Yeah.
Like when I was a little kid, if I would get mad, I think my mom once told me to scream in a pillow, like bury my face in a pillow and scream.
Yeah.
Or to, I don't know, you know, try to take it out in my art because I drew all the time.
I've heard that. Yeah. It's always from moms.
I don't think any of that actually works.
No.
The only, like, I guess talking about it to a certain extent works. So I guess like the podcast to a certain extent helps. But yeah, I don't think like trying to channel your negative emotions into some other form.
Yeah.
I think that's mostly bullshit. Or maybe it works for some people, but it doesn't work for me. Like,
I want to beat the shit out of something. I don't even care.
Yeah.
It can be an animal. I don't care.
I think I do care though. Like, cause, as disproportionate as it is, it is like work. Not exclusively, but work is one of the things that stresses me out and pisses me off. So like when I fantasize about telling everybody off, screaming at everybody, giving them the finger and walking out, that would actually feel amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I do care. Like beating up an animal would be kind of hilarious to me, depending on the animal. But I don't think it would make me feel any less stressed out about other shit.
Yeah.
And then I'd be stressing out about somebody catching me beating up an animal. Yeah. Or what am I going to do with this poor injured animal now?
Oh.
Or dead animal? Oof.
I don't know. I was on Reddit the other day and I was reading this, this back and forth. This guy posted a picture of a bottle of vegetable oil with mice in it, dead mice. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
And in the comments, a lot of people are going back and forth about dead mice they've found at their workplace when they set up traps. And then it got on the subject of the glue traps and how inhumane they are.
Right.
And people were telling stories like, oh, at work, my boss set up all these glue traps. And I didn't, I didn't think how cruel they were until I heard these little mice screaming and nobody else would take care of it. So I had to take it outside, cover it with a newspaper and just stomp it. Because these other girls I was working with were just throwing them in the trash. They were still alive, you know? And normally, this would shake me up. It'd make me very upset. It'd make me feel like shit. But it didn't faze me. I'm just like, I kept thinking, they're fucking rodents. Fuck them. I'll squish them with my two fingers. They're little brains. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, man.
And that's when I'm like, whoa, I need help.
Am I a bad influence on you?
No.
Because you just heard how I reacted to the idea of a bunch of screaming mice in a trash can.
It's so bad.
That doesn't faze me at all. Yeah, God, it's really funny to me, actually.
This guy took an ice pick and, like, he kept missing, I guess, but he ultimately tried to get it in the face and he got him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kept finding more and he's like, gotta grab the ice pick. And he's like, you know, going for the face and he'd miss. And then they're screaming louder because he'd like get their leg or something or their abdomen. And it's just like, so he's like, and he finally get the face. It's horrible.
Wow.
But
glue traps, actually, because I'm dead inside, it's not the inhumane aspect that bothers me. It's just the impracticality of it. Like, okay, yeah. I guess it's good at trapping them, but then they're laying there screaming and like slowly, like, what do you do? Like, do you only have mice in places where you're not going to have to listen to them
for days or weeks?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And what do you do? Like, oh, well, we just won't leave them there that long. When I start hearing the screams, I'll get rid of them. Well, what do you do with them? You just like throw them in a heap outside?
Yeah, still alive.
I take them out to the dumpster. No big deal.
Oh,
so then you've
man.
Got just this screaming high-pitched dumpster outside.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
What is that? Oh, man.
It's just the mice.
Oh.
It's just the mouse holocaust I've got going in my backyard. No big deal.
This one fuck had an apartment and he put out glue traps because there was mice. But he didn't want to kill him. So he didn't want to get the snap traps. So
okay.
He's like, I'll get the glue traps. Fucking idiot. I'll take him out to the woods, unglue them, take them off, you know, and let him go. And this fucking idiot didn't realize it's strong glue. And the first mouse gets stuck and he can't get it undone. And it's freaking out. It's panicking so much. It buries its face into the glue and it's half suffocating. This guy, he calls animal control. And like, they give a fuck. Oh, we normally, destroy them and you want to free this fucking critter? Yeah, that's just funny to me.
Did I ever tell, it's not really a story, but when I was a kid, at one point, there was a possum running around in the middle of the day with a broken neck in the middle of the road.
God, so man.
It's like dragging its head around in circles, like running in circles in the middle of the road outside my house.
Yeah.
And we called animal control to come take care of it. And at first, I was so naive that I honestly thought they were going to come like this was like animal 911. Like they were going to come fix this poor possum. Then once it was healed,
give it a big hug,
ready to go. Yeah. They'd give it a smooch on the cheek and send it on its way.
Yeah.
And I think
it would get adopted.
I don't remember if somebody told me or if I just wised up, but at some point I realized, oh yeah, they're just going to put it down. Yeah. They're going to euthanize it. But I mean, what else would they do? Like,
oh man, that's funny.
But I did. Yeah, I thought it was like animal 911. I thought they were going to come out and
rescue
this possum.
That's so adorable. Yeah,
I wasn't even that young, I don't think.
Everybody out there is out there doing good. Yeah,
sure.
Why wouldn't they?
Did you watch Awake yet?
No, I didn't.
You son of a bitch. There are two episodes now. I specifically watched the second episode today.
God damn.
Because I figured after last week, you'd definitely watch it.
God, I'm sorry.
This fucking show, man.
Oh.
I don't know about this fucking show.
You don't know about it?
Oh. It's starting to bug me a little bit.
It's not Fez, is it?
No, well, I mean, yeah, part of it's Fez. I don't know if it's his regular speaking accent. I think it is his regular like accent, but his regular accent sounds goofy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite the Fez accent, but his regular accent sounds kind of goofy.
I noticed when he talks normal, he still has that like slight lisp when he talks with his lower jaw. Some things kind of slip.
Yeah.
Like he has the Spanish accent still, a little thick on certain words. Yeah. It's annoying.
But it's not really Fez that's I don't know. The whole fucking thing just seems weird. Like he goes to sleep at night, he wakes up and the other family member is alive. So hey, my son's alive, my wife is dead. Then he goes to sleep, wakes up and his wife is alive and his son is dead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things that keeps bothering me is a big part of the premise of the show is we're not sure. Is one of these real life and the other a dream?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they both real life? Is this some kind of weird, crazy, mystical thing that's going on?
Yeah.
But a real easy way to tell, I think, would be, do you ever dream about anything?
Yeah.
Because he does go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Does he go to sleep and instantly wake up in the other place?
Yeah.
And then go to sleep and instantly wake up in the other place again? Or does he remember having dreams in between these different lives? If you remember having dreams in between the two different lives, then that's at least an indication that it's really happening. If you don't, then it seems pretty obvious to me that one of them is happening while you're asleep.
Yeah.
And they do this thing so you can tell the difference between the two worlds where the one where his son is alive is like all tinted blue.
Oh, okay.
And the one where his wife is alive is like warmer,
mm-hmm.
but the warmer one looks more real.
Yeah.
Like the tinted blue one looks kind of otherworldly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which just makes me feel like the one where his wife is alive is the real world. And I don't think that's the point.
Yeah.
Or if it is, it's like a ridiculous amount of foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm.
And the two worlds are way too different to me to both be alternate realities.
Yeah.
Like the timeline split at the point of the accident,
mm-hmm.
Because just everything in the two worlds is completely different, but kind of the same at the same time. It's hard to talk about because you haven't watched the fucking show.
I know what you're trying to say, though. But I was thinking about another way to tell a good experiment, and they're not going to do this. Maybe it might come up later on in the show, like he gets shot, but like if he cut his finger, not even cut off his finger, but cut his finger in one reality,
mm-hmm.
and woke up in the other, would it be cut? Would he have the little cut on his finger? Or if he cut it off, you know, would the finger be missing in the other one? I don't know. And if it was, then I'd be like, well, fuck this shit, you know?
I don't know if that would matter, because if he's...
if it's all in his head.
Well, because one of the things, you wouldn't know this because you haven't watched the fucking show.
Yeah.
But one of the things he does is he wears a little bracelet, like a rubber band around his wrist in the one where his son is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he can tell. Or no, it's in, maybe it's a, I forget if he wears two, like he wears a different colored one in each reality.
Yeah.
But he wears this little bracelet and that's kind of how he can tell which one he's in.
I see.
When he first wakes up.
Yeah.
It's like a little aid. And so he's wearing the correct one when he wakes up in the other. So like if he cut his fingertip off in the one where his wife is alive,
shit.
There's no reason why his fingertip would be gone in the other one.
Yeah.
And if it was gone in the other one, that could be because he cut it off. So it's gone in both. Mm-hmm. Or it could be because he's dreaming and he remembers that he cut it off.
Yeah.
And so it becomes, you know,
that wouldn't work.
Wouldn't really.
Jesus.
Prove anything. My guess, and I could be totally wrong. There's only been two episodes, but my guess is that they're both not real.
Yeah. And he's just in a fucking coma. That'll be the finale.
Could be.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah. Or who knows how they'll explain it. But if one of them is real and the other one is not, mm-hmm. then I would guess that the one where his wife is alive is the one that's real. Because in both of them, he talks to a therapist, mm-hmm. but it's a different therapist in each one. And the therapist in the one where his wife is alive keeps trying to convince him that he's like losing it. Mm-hmm. Like this is destructive.
Yeah.
The one where his son is alive is loving it.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah. She thinks it's the greatest thing.
With the bluish tint.
Yeah.
The off world now.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Who knows?
I don't know. But the only reason I've been watching it is because it's the Orion show.
No, I'm sorry.
So you need to watch this fucking show already.
All right. You're not the only one that actually brought it up this past week. Aldi is like, I've been waiting to watch this shit. And you said don't watch it without you. So I've been waiting. And it's never a good time to like, okay, just drop everything, put it on. Let's watch this shit. Because I want to, you know, have the kid put down and I'll be able to be 100% involved in it instead of, you know, putting my head down, looking up, what just happened? You know, I miss shit, you know?
I see.
So it's a little tricky, but yeah, I got to get this going. You're not the only one pressuring me.
Son of a bitch.
My bad.
Never recommend a show to me again.
I won't. Yeah.
Jesus. Never again.
Fucking dick.
So I am completely non sequitur. I was listening to Whiskey Thursday the other day. Our two podcasts have basically become podcasts talking about the other podcast.
I figured this
would happen. Keep bringing us up. I keep bringing them up.
Fucking masturbation.
Yep.
It's beating each other up.
Big old circle jerk.
Yeah.
But I was listening to Whiskey Thursday yesterday, actually. And John Paul, the host, basically invited me to co-host next week.
No shit.
That doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I'm down.
Yeah.
So
Skype?
I assume I'm not going to
fly out.
But
that was a good question, Orion. Very good. Fuck the idiot.
No, via email. He'll just read out everything that I send him. So that might happen.
That sounds cool. Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. I'll have to talk to him about it, like, and find out if there's anything he wants me to know about beforehand. Maybe
be professional. Yeah. You don't want to just jump in there. I mean, you could be, but it depends on their style. Yeah.
He's an anime boy. They don't normally talk much about anime on Whiskey Thursday, but maybe he could instruct me to watch some garbage anime and then we could talk about it. I don't know.
If they're listening, which I assume they are, don't do that because, if have been listening, they should know that if they ask your opinion, even if you love it, it'll come across like you hate it. And they'll be like, wow, what an asshole. Why did we do this? We don't want you on our show ever again. I'm just telling you the little problems I had with it. It's not a big deal. I loved it, but
there's nothing entertaining about loving something.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, I love this show. It's the best show.
Nobody wants to hear that. Yeah.
You want to hear me tear it apart. Yeah. That's what's entertaining.
Yeah.
Is when I talk about how awful it is.
Yeah.
So that's fine. I don't know. I really don't. I really got nothing. The other day, like the funniest thing I thought of this week was the other day I thought it would be funny if there was a podcast called Small Talk that was hosted by midgets.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah. That's the funniest thing I thought of all week.
Did you crack up at your desk when you thought of that?
Nope. It just was like, yeah, that's pretty.
What's that's that, Kyle? What's up? Oh, nothing. Just genius taking place in my head. Oh, man. Well.
So what's going on in O-Town? What's on your list?
In my big episode of just raging lately, God, and I've been holding back so hard. I'm getting pissed off at everything. And one thing I had a big beef with was, and this came about, I don't know, I was reading something about like a back and forth between Christians and atheists and whatever.
Oh, that's always a good source of this
and
stuff.
And we're all created in God's image and sure. whatever. And it got me thinking, and I was probably on the shitter afterwards, but my beef with Mother Nature.
Okay.
And it's things I'd like to see changed or things I'm pissed off about, but I made a list here.
My number one is move the balls into the body.
Yeah. I have one similar, but it's not move them into the body. It's the testicles could have been a little cuter, you know?
Oh.
Could have been a little cuter. Because some girls like the balls. I don't know.
Yeah, they could be.
I could do without, but.
They could be smooth at least.
Yeah, you know.
Why do they gotta.
Fuck.
Why do they gotta look like a melting giant walnut?
Exactly. They look like they're melting. And I've never. Well, I've never talked to a girl if we were talking about scrotum that wasn't laughing. They weren't like, serious. Ah, seriously, I dig ball sacks.
Balls
are a work of art.
They are ridiculous.
We talk about it and they're laughing. They're like, oh, they're so gross. Yes. Yes, they're hideous. But
yeah, and why is there gotta be hair on the balls? Like eyelashes, I get. Eyelashes, they like protect your eyes, kind of. They keep shit from falling into your eyes. Yeah. They kind of catch things before they can get into your eyes. Eyebrows, I guess, kind of, sort of serve the same function to a certain extent.
They kind of
the hair
help
on your
with
head.
The communication of emotion.
I guess,
I
yeah.
I read about that somewhere.
The hair on the top of your head helps keep you warm. I guess to a certain extent, body hair probably kind of keeps you warm, but probably is mostly just a holdover from a an older ancestor that had body hair that would keep them warm.
Yeah.
But the concentration of body hair around the pube area.
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
The
best explanation I've heard as to why that was like an advantage is that it causes your junk to get funkier, like to get stinkier.
Jesus,
and,
what?
And like,
what purpose does that serve?
I guess we're all so socialized to not like that.
Yeah.
That, that we don't like that anymore. But like by nature, we would love the smell of nasty, dirty junk. Like it's supposed to, like I've heard people say, Western civilization, they wash away all the body odors. They don't know what they're fucking doing. You're all brainwashed.
All right.
Armpit smell is attractive.
Yeah.
I would fuck a Frenchman.
There's pheromones in that shit.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's Christ. The best explanation I've ever heard. So,
yeah.
So crotch hair is there specifically to make you smell worse.
Oh my God, have you smelled Kyle's funk?
Even at that though, like the hair, like there's hair on my balls and it's sparse.
Yes.
But there's enough of it to be annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have you ever accidentally or maybe intentionally pulled out a ball hair?
No.
Jesus.
Have you?
Yes.
Christ, what the fuck? Was it just too long for you? Like, goddamn, this is ridiculous.
Well, I don't remember a specific. I wasn't going down. I wasn't yanking out ball hairs.
Okay.
Like, hey, here's an idea. Let's yank out ball hairs. That's why I started with accidentally. I don't remember why it happened or how it happened, but I know it's happened. And it's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It is silly how.
So what else?
Well, I would like to see, I don't know. It'd probably be hundreds of millions of years down the line if we're still around. But women with two vaginas and two uteruses, each one has its own, the left vagina, if you fuck that.
Oh, they're side by side. Okay.
Yeah, side by side. You'll impregnate her with a boy or a male and the other one a female. So you can choose.
Okay.
Like, what do I want to, I've been thinking about this. And you decide on a boy. And then you're fucking her and she's like, are you, get out of my, no, that's the wrong hole. I didn't want a boy. Shut up, bitch.
Oh. Get out of the boy hole. That's my boy hole. You know this.
I'm sorry. Wouldn't that be great?
I think it would be even better if there was just some kind of switch.
Yeah.
Somewhere with three settings. Boy, girl, and just fucking off.
Yeah.
just off.
Yes, yes. That
and
makes
I,
sense. Yes.
If I was a girl, I'd have it on off all the fucking time.
Oh, yeah. What else? fingernail growth is dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
I get their purpose, you know, to kind of grip things and it helps, but it's fucking annoying how quick they grow.
Yeah.
Every time I turn around, I'm grabbing shit like at work and they're bending back. Mm. I know that's gross.
Oh,
but I'm not paying attention, man. And they're like, I'm like, ow.
Oh, God.
And I look at them and I'm like, holy fuck, I need to trim these.
That's one of those feelings for me that like fingernails on a chalkboard or when I've talked about how I freak out, not freak out, but like the weird feeling I get that makes me squirm when I think about getting needles in the arm and stuff.
Yeah.
The fingernails bending backward thing. Oh
it's
God,
horrible.
It's sending all kinds of horrible,
I hate it,
squirmy sensations all up and down my body.
I'm sorry.
But I, even beyond that, like if my fingernails get too long, just them scraping on things, like the vibration of that.
Yeah. Fucking hate it.
And yeah, there's no, they should be fucking self-regulating.
Yeah. Like eyebrows.
They should know, like, okay, you like banged your hand with a hammer and it like bruised and swole up and the fingernail fell off. Now we got to grow a new one.
Yeah, yeah.
But when it gets to a certain point, we just stop.
Yes. And that would make sense. Instead of them growing, you know, just endlessly. That's a huge flaw.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, it's horrible. What else? All penises should be created equal. None of this bullshit, you know.
You talking about like length and girth and
yes. Ah, there's just too much bullshit that we go through as adolescents, you know, little boys in the locker room, all that crazy talk as we're growing up.
Did you have a lot of like talk about your penis in the locker room as a little kid? Because I never did.
Well, not talk. It was just we were all ashamed to be naked because we were worried. Oh,
I just don't like being naked.
Yeah.
So like when I would go in the locker room and I only had like a couple of years where I actually had to do this.
Yeah.
Because it was the only, like there were 2 years where I had a gym class that involved swimming and that was the only time I had to disrobe fully in gym class. So I would go into the locker room and I wore long shirts back then and I would pants off first, long shirt still on, still basically covered, hurry up, put on the whatever, the trunks.
Just a little dingle if you jump up and down a little, little bit that everybody can
and
see.
And then shirt comes off.
Yep.
So I didn't like it, but I was pretty okay with it, except for the first day of swimming. The very first day of swimming, I don't know if it was supposed to get us used to the idea and make us more comfortable or if the gym teacher was just a pervert or what.
I don't know.
But the very first day, they made us go get our swimsuits or get... There was, for some reason, we had to line up naked.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, we had to be fully naked.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, no, maybe they made us shower naked.
That's ridiculous.
That might be what it was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so we had to go fully naked into the showers. But it was only the first day.
Yeah.
So I don't know if maybe the point was, hey, we all got to get fully naked and get in the showers because I'm the gym teacher and I'm a pervert and I need to have, you know, I need to visually examine everybody and decide which of you I'm going to creep on for the rest of the year. And then to me, from my perspective, because I have a micro penis, the gym teacher wasn't interested. And so from my perspective, it was just a weird first day. But then there were like a couple of well-endowed young men who like just were tormented for the rest of the year because the gym teacher was constantly hitting on them.
Oh, fuck.
God, trying to seduce them.
Oh, I remember we were, this was middle school. And I remember being like, I had to take a shower or else, and I don't know what it was. And we were all in there covering our dicks, like in shame. And I remember the only guy that had no shame turned out to be gay.
Of course.
And he had the full, like, we were all bald and ashamed at the time. Isn't that weird? Like, we...
Did you talk to each other about this?
No.
Or was it just, like, you were ashamed at the time and you assumed everybody
else
was? You
could see it. We were all just, like, just staring at the floor and kind of peeking up, like,
well,
is anyone
else?
Well, I
don't think it's, like, we live in a society where it's not normal... like 99% of the time for a bunch of young boys to get naked around each other.
Yeah.
And then there's this one time you're all thrust into a situation where you have to get naked in front of each other. I don't think you have to be ashamed specifically of what you're packing to cover yourself and lower your head and try not to look at everybody else's dicks and hope nobody's looking at yours.
It was weird. Yeah. It was one of those times where everybody's self-conscious about themselves. But yeah, the one guy, that didn't give a fuck ended up, why did I mention, ended up being gay. That's why I didn't give a fuck. He's like, oh, penises. No.
Hey,
no.
Guys.
He just coincidentally ended up being gay and ultimately was like a free spirit as he got older and didn't give a fuck. But he had the most, like he hit puberty. He had major pubes down there, mm-hmm. major hair growth. And I remember being jealous. I'm like, why? Oh, man, I'm completely bald down there. I'm in the like seventh grade. What's wrong? Why can't I just grow this shit? And then looking back, you know, that would have been awesome.
Yeah. I wish I never had.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah. That day when we all had to go to the showers completely fucking naked. I do remember one kid having just ridiculous fucking pubes. God. And I either didn't have any or didn't have much at the time. Yeah. And I was younger than everybody else in my class.
Yeah.
I only remember one kid. And I remember, like, I guess I didn't know what it looked like because it looked crazy to me. Like, it looked like this creeping growth, like plant life or something. Like, yeah. Or like, I feel like I've seen some vampire movie or something or some other kind of supernatural horror movie where there's like an undead creature with like black veins showing through their skin.
Yeah.
And it kind of looked like that.
Oh,
like
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. And I'm sure I'm kind of misremembering it because it was so crazy to me at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think I remember in sex ed in fifth grade, they were showing us pictures, illustrations, and the bald baby dicks were like, you know, stage one.
Uh-huh.
And as it got hairier, the penises got larger. So maybe that was kind of burnt into my mind like, oh, he's got more hair. He's got a bigger dick. Which I didn't have enough time in the shower to really examine. I just kind of looked up. Oh, he's got a lot of hair. Oh, my God. Damn, I'm jealous. I wasn't like, oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't remember actually seeing any dicks.
Yeah.
Because we were all, like, covering our junk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All I remember is seeing this one dude, and, like, he's covering his junk, but I could still see the pubes. And I think maybe that was part of what was crazy to me was that, like, it was kind of... It was higher than I would have expected. Like it started high and like grew down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Then when I was in weight training in high school, you could shower if you wanted to. You didn't want to stink, you know, and almost everybody did. And a lot of the kids in that class, of course, were the football players and they didn't give a fuck. They'd walk around with their dicks hanging out. They'd talk, you know, like in the movies, one leg up on the bench and they're just talking and they'd walk side by side, you know, having a conversation, balls hanging out. And I, for some reason, had this, I imagine, like, what if I went to, because this locker room was really dark and creepy, and there was this back area where everybody was, really, this back room, and it was darker, and that's where everybody was and talking, really, for the most part. And I never went back there. I never showered because I didn't want to go through that.
Uh-huh.
And I had this idea, like, what if I went back there and they were all just butt fucking and I just happened to walk in on it and they were like, hey, get him. You know? Oh, shit. Oh.
Get him meaning what? Get him like, meaning like beat him up?
Yeah.
Get him meaning fuck him?
Get him, beat him up. He wasn't supposed to see us all butt fucking. Yeah. And that locker room, anytime I was in there, it was just that entered my mind. It was like a nightmare. God, don't go back in that back room. I don't know what takes place. Because a lot of weird shit happens that you wouldn't think. Like where I work now, apparently before I transferred to the department I was at, this guy and this girl, and this was after you left.
Uh-huh.
This guy and this girl they weren't fucking, but they were doing something crazy with, you know, some sexual exchange. And the other coworkers were watching, like standing guard for anyone coming while they were in the back room in this one area where there weren't cameras or whatever. And they all told me about this. And I'm like, there's no fucking, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It was just crazy, man. And the guy that like took part was like the alpha male and he was a big, strong guy. And they kind of followed him. They all hung out, smoked weed, you know, and whatever he told them, they did. And that just blew my fucking mind. Like, why?
Yeah, it's weird enough that they were
just silly.
It's weird enough that the like couple or whatever was doing that at work, but it's really weird to me that they had a couple of friends who were like, "Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Yeah. We'll keep watch."
They weren't even a couple. This chick that was working there was kind of a sluttier chick. Just, I'm sure some of the guys, they don't work there now, but had at some point slept with her, you know, and that, even that, just, it's just filthy to me. And they tell me this, like, I'll be impressed, you know, like, yeah, we're in high school. And I'm like, that's just fucking disgusting. Fuck you.
Yeah, I don't.
But it put that feeling in the back of my stomach, like, that's so off, you know, that, like the idea of teen orgy parties, you know.
Yeah.
That they do news stories on, like, these are happening. What? How would that go down? Hey, I'm here. We fucking, I guess.
Well,
I see you've already started. All right.
I mean, you guys did have that spin the vibrator night that one time.
That's true.
I mean, you weren't teens, but
it could,
and it didn't turn
easily
into a straight up, yeah, orgy, but yeah, you did have like 7 minutes in heaven, yeah, in the bathroom and stuff.
And there was a couple in my room fucking. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I don't think I knew about that part, that there was a couple in your room fucking.
Yeah, you know who they were. The hornball couple. They were always fucking, like, you don't know who I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
Maybe.
I don't want to name them, but.
Well, yeah, of course.
Constantly fucking, like, and not giving a shit.
I think I might know.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyway, is there anything else on your list of things that Mother Nature fucked up?
What else? Ass hair really pisses, yeah, me off.
It's, and no need.
Asshole hair. Why?
I don't.
Why? Fuck me, man. It's, I've been fantasizing about an invention that you can sell for $19.95, you know, that something that can just take care of that shit without pain, but I can't think, there's no way.
You,
it's so out of control down there. It's driving me nuts. Like, for example, I don't want to get gross, but I'm forced to buy the wet wipes, like the wet, moist toilet paper wipes, you know,
uh-huh,
for wiping your ass. Cause I'll wipe with regular toilet paper and I'll go to shower and I find some shit, you know? And it's like, it was fucking clean. It's because of the ass hair. It just collects all that shit, hangs onto it.
Huh.
And there's nothing I can do.
So this is like that time you were talking about barbecue sauce.
Yeah, kind of.
In, you know, butt hair.
You find like a little...
Well, okay, I have ass hair.
Yeah.
But I do not have asshole hair. You have a hair on your ass.
Like really close right around it. Like the ring of hair, yeah, just a,
like around the sphincter.
Like a mane. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's, I can't even imagine.
I know. I haven't actually seen it, but I've felt it, you know?
Yeah, that's not something that I have.
I can show you this sometime if
no,
you want.
No, that's all right. I'm good.
This is my curse, Kyle. Check
that,
it out.
That doesn't even sound possible to me.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I cannot.
It's like, oof, this, it's like a ring like that. You know, when you give the, hey, okay, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like the size of a quarter, like right around it, you know,
against
fucking
my
fucking massive amounts of hair.
Against my better judgment, I'm trying to picture it, and it just looks insane. It's, like, doesn't look like that. No, that's
it
not.
It doesn't even feel like it's mine. It feels like it's like a, like if you felt your head and there's a wig on your head, and it's like you can clearly feel it's not really your hair.
That's insane.
That's what it feels like. I don't, like, there's no nerve endings down there. I can tug on them and they'll hurt.
Oh,
but
God.
Anyway.
All right. I can't do the moist wet wipes thing, yeah, though, because maybe there must be a trick to it that I don't know. Either, yeah, that, or I feel like I might have talked about this before.
Yeah.
And I feel like the rest of the world must do this differently than I do, and therefore I should be embarrassed.
Yeah.
And people are going to point and laugh or whatever. But when I wipe, I take some toilet paper and I wad it up,
mm-hmm,
and it creates kind of a buffer,
mm-hmm,
between me, my, you know, my fingers, mm-hmm, and my asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard of people when they wipe taking like a few squares of toilet paper, folding it and then wiping. And I even have tried that, and it seems like the stupidest, most insane way to do it, because you're like pressing your fingers into your asshole. And I have tried the moist, you know, the wet wipes, yeah, too. And it's the same fucking thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I'm pushing, like, it's like I'm pushing my fingers into this wet Kleenex right up against my asshole. Like, I'm terrified it's going to rip.
Oh, man.
And it just seems so unsanitary. I know you're supposed to wash your hands afterwards, and I do.
Yeah.
But, like, that doesn't mean I want to get a bunch of shit on my hands process.
Yeah, that's no good.
And it seems like it's inevitable that you're just digging your hand into your ass crack.
Oh, man. See, that's probably why I have to use them, because with toilet paper, I pull down a few sheets and I fold it over once. And
oh, that's God. It. Oh, God.
And that's it.
See, that seems horrific to me.
And I get up in there.
I could not.
Because I have to because of my fucking curse, my wolf.
I could not do
werewolf
it that way.
Hole. God damn.
Oh, God. Taking a dump would be. Taking a dump is already not one of my ideal experiences.
Yeah.
But it would be so much more horrific if every time I had to just dig my fingers into my asshole.
Yeah.
It just seems so, and especially with toilet paper, at least with the wet wipes, they're usually kind of thick.
Yeah.
But with toilet paper, like it's fucking tissue. It's,
yeah.
Like I would be putting my fingers through the paper every time.
Yeah.
I'd be like accidentally inserting a finger in my asshole on a regular basis.
Oh, man.
I can't imagine it.
Wiping my ass is like if I put a wad of peanut butter in your hair.
Oh, God.
And I hand you a roll of toilet paper and I say, get that out of your hair. That's what it's like for me. It's fucking retarded.
You are a mutant.
God.
Or maybe I'm a mutant.
No, I have it worse, so I'm the mutant. Like, what the fuck?
Do you wipe more than once with the same piece?
No.
Okay. I think people might. I don't.
No way.
There's no way I'm going to, like, because I don't even see how it's practically feasible, but I think maybe sometimes people will take enough that they can, like, wipe once, fold it over, and wipe again with the same piece. But I can't, the whole idea of it, like, again, like, now there's shit on this toilet paper, so now you're manipulating this shitty toilet paper, probably getting more shit on your hands, and, like, especially if what you're doing is this folding over thing. And like I was already talking about it being too thin.
Yeah.
So then you've got like a nice shit sandwich in between these pieces of toilet paper. And then you go for another one. And then that finger just fucking digs through tissue. And
that's
now you're
disgusting.
Just like, oh, God.
See, I do the sandwich. I thought you were just talking about one piece.
Oh, you do?
I do the long strand and I just fold over one part, use it. Fold, use it, fold, use it, fold, until that strand is used up.
I'm probably the crazy one.
And it is
here.
A sandwich. It's like a shit sandwich.
That's so disgusting.
On one occasion or two.
No wonder.
I'm sure I broke through and it was gross.
I always wash my hands afterwards, but no wonder people freak out so much about the idea of you not washing your hands after using the bathroom. That's fucking why. Jesus, because the rest of you are clawing through piles of shit in your asshole and like holding on to shitty, like just... Just
even just like turning on the water, like a little bit of soap in, and then rinsing. That's not enough because that shit could be up under your nails.
Oh,
you know?
God.
Fuck. You gotta be thorough.
I have never had feces under my fingernails.
God.
That is just. Whew.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man. What else is on my list? There was one more.
That is a rough life.
Yeah. You're telling me, man. Christ. And I don't blame anybody, but I want to.
Oh,
you know,
Jesus,
it's one of
just peaked like crazy.
I'm sorry, everybody, all the listeners, I'm sorry. I had one more, and this is, it's not as funny or entertaining, but I don't understand why it's so fucking hard to keep teeth white, you know? Mm. And I know ideally, like out in nature, they're probably not glowing neon white like we expect them to be if you want to be attractive today. But I see people with glowing white fucking teeth, neon teeth, you know, and it's fake to me. It's not real. I'm looking at it like, can I look at that up close? There's not, it's insane. And almost all of my friends have, you know, off white teeth, and that's pretty normal. You know, they're not yellow, but they're not bright, glowing ass white. But there's some people with white teeth, and I don't know, it's just really hard for me anyway. To just upkeep that.
Black people have crazy white teeth.
Yeah.
And I think it's for two reasons. Yeah. One, I heard Donald Glover, I think, guy from, he's on Community, and he was part of Derek Comedy, that group that did the Mystery Team
the Mystery
movie
Team,
and stuff.
Yeah.
I saw him doing I saw a YouTube video of him doing stand-up,
mm-hmm.
and one of his bits or whatever was about
people complimenting him on how lovely his teeth were. Yeah. Wow, you have really nice teeth.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, that's because my ancestors were sold as slaves. And that was one of the ways people determined the value of a slave was by their teeth. So because of slavery, black people in America, at least, have been bred to have awesome teeth.
Quickly evolved, yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know how true that is, but it makes sense to me.
It makes sense. Enough sense.
But it's also
fantastic.
You've got these white objects on a dark background. Black people's teeth are like whiter than white.
Tyrone, where you at? Smile, nigga. Oh, anyway. God damn. But there's one more thing I was gonna say. Something about every redhead I've ever known has had like yellower teeth, and I've been told, I'm not fucking kidding, like I scrub the shit out of my teeth. I used to brush 3 times a day when I was younger, and this was like right when they were coming out, my adult teeth.
Oh, okay.
They came out yellow.
When you said right when they were coming out, I thought you meant teeth.
Oh no.
Like, or maybe toothbrushes. Like, this is
what,
like,
are we talking about?
Right when this shit was coming out. This is brand new shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Right when your adult teeth were coming
in. Yeah. Right when they were coming in, they were yellow. And I'd go to the dentist, you know, like twice a year, and nothing helped. And I meet other redheads, and not all of them, but most of them have like yellow teeth. They're pretty yellow, you know, and I talk to them about it, and they're like, yeah, there's nothing. I brush my teeth like all the time.
You talk to them about it?
I do.
What do you do then? You go up to these redheads and you're like, yeah, I've noticed you have yellow teeth.
I do.
Can we chat about this?
It's not like that though. I'm more subtle, more polite.
Like is there a polite way to say, hey, I noticed you have yellow teeth?
I bring up myself and I'm like, God, being a redhead sucks, you know, blah, 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 blah. There's this. And like, and I tell them the story, like, God, all my life, my teeth have been off white or yellow, you know, there's nothing I can do. And then almost every time they're like, mine too. And I'm like, oh snap, I got them. Okay, let's talk about this. And yes, they've had problems. I don't know if it's a redhead. Dentists have told me, and they're fucking doctors to some extent. They told me it has nothing to do with it. You know, you're just dirty. You don't brush enough. Uh-huh. Fuck you. I've talked to people. I don't know. It's very upsetting. So if we could all just have bright neon white teeth very easily, like you brush your teeth, they're fucking white.
I think
scrubbing them.
If we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
If we're going to say that this is Mother Nature fucking up.
Yeah.
Then why don't we just not have things that will eat your fucking teeth?
Yeah.
Why don't we just not have that? Let's just not have that.
That's tricky territory, because then if you get rid of that, well, what repercussions does that have? You know, I don't know.
As though the system couldn't have been designed without a need for things that eat teeth.
I know. God damn. And it's, fucking the whole teeth thing. I hate dentists. Everything you consume is out, like, waging war on your fucking teeth, you know? Every beverage, fucking fruit, you know? Don't eat too much fruit. I know it's good for you, but it's acidic. Okay?
I've heard that eating apples, specifically,
yeah,
is actually, if you can't brush your teeth for some reason, is actually a decent alternative.
Really? I don't know.
I don't know why, and I don't know if it's true.
Yeah.
But I've heard that eating apples can actually be good for your teeth.
Yeah.
But like, I think they are still kind of acidic, and oranges are obviously acidic. And
yeah. Yeah. There was one point when I was young, because I was sick of the fucking dentist. She was this old woman asking me, so do you drink pop or soda? And I'm like, yes. What are you drinking? And I tell them, every time, Mountain Dew, and they're like, oh, that's the worst, you know. Yeah, I got sick of it. So I'm not gonna lie to them and tell them I drink diet or whatever. So I tell them, and this was true to some extent, I drink it through a straw, and I'm like, that, you know, it's going right to the back of my throat.
Yeah,
I couldn't win with this bitch. She was like, no, it doesn't have to touch your teeth. You're altering the pH balance of your mouth just by drinking that stuff, even through a straw. I can't have you drinking Mountain Dew.
I can't have you. Fuck you.
I know.
I can't have you drinking Mountain Dew.
After that day, I think that might have been... No, that wasn't the last day. But after that, I was like, fuck dentists. I hate them. I know everybody else, like even adults, were like, I hate dentists. Oh, the drills. I didn't have a problem. My biggest problem was all the shit talk. You know, I couldn't win. I couldn't do anything right. Fuck you. Oh, but yeah, that's everything on my list. So, bada.
Okay. Would you like to take a break?
Sounds good.
Okay. Break.
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind. We do.
If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you. You understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm going to do it.
And we're back from break.
Welcome back.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I have developed a headache.
Yes.
And I'm very drowsy. So let's have fun times now.
Oh, boy.
Would you like to do some listener submitted things?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Wheel of Orion, where should we start?
The Facebook.
Okay. We'll start with the Facebook. And on the Facebook... Our good pal P. Shu says, at what level of bullshit would you put the people who are getting wrapped up with this Coney crap? I posted a video. I'm an activist. Do you know what he's talking about?
I don't.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I know. I should know.
Okay, there's this video going around called Coney 2012. That might not actually be what it's called, but that's what the campaign is called. There's this group called Invisible Children. It's a... The nonprofit organization that is all about saving kids in Uganda from this guy named Joseph Kony. Joseph Kony is a warlord. He's the leader of the Lord's something army, the LRA, Lord's, I forget.
Sounds like a bad dude.
Yeah. And he kidnaps children and forces them to become child soldiers in his army. And it's pretty bad. So this video is all talking about how terrible Joseph Kony is and how terrible all these things he's doing in Uganda are. And then it's like half an hour long, this video.
Jesus.
And in a tiny little part of it, it kind of glosses over the fact that he... Kony and his army have been out of Uganda for like 6 years.
Yeah.
It just kind of like mentions it briefly. And then at the end of the video, you start seeing all these Kony 2012 posters that look like campaign posters. It says Kony 2012, like Obama 2012. And there are all these posters and stickers and t-shirts and... These bracelets you can get.
What the fuck?
And they want you to support this organization so that the organization can spread awareness and potentially help keep American soldiers over there helping out.
I see. Okay.
But Kony isn't even there.
Okay.
And all these, this video has been spreading virally.
Oh, I bet.
Going crazy. It's all over the place. And lots of people are posting it and saying, oh my God, this is so horrible. I'm an activist. And, you know, buying bracelets and shit. One of the best things I've seen come out of this is on Reddit I saw, and I think it actually originated on 4chan. Somebody said, hey, I got a funny idea. They took this picture of Carl Weathers from the movie Predator. So it's a black guy in a jungle with like a military looking, you know, olive drab hat on and a mustache, which is
kind of
sort of what Joseph Kony looks like.
Yeah.
in the sense that it's a black guy frequently seen in a jungle with a mustache. And it's kind of militaristic looking. But otherwise, they really don't look anything alike. But they're like, let's take this picture and post it to our Facebooks and say how much we love this guy, but be kind of vague about it and see what happens. And people have been doing it
and
then posting screenshots from their Facebook of their friends freaking out.
Oh, man.
Because like they'll post this picture of Carl Weathers from Predator and they'll be like, I think this man is a great man or whatever. And then their friends will be like, that's not funny. And the person who posted it will be like, why? I don't understand.
And they'll be like, he, you know, rapes and murders children and drafts them into his army and all this horrible stuff.
It's bad news.
And then the guy will be like, no, this is Carl Weathers. He was in Happy Gilmore.
God damn.
And this is a screenshot from Predator.
That's great.
So the joke, I guess, is that people are so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
And I guess kind of racist, like, or maybe not racist exactly, but they really do think all black people look alike because they really don't look that much alike. But that's one of the best things I've seen come out of it. Otherwise, I don't know. I mean, I don't know enough about it, really. I know that Joseph Kony is no longer in Uganda doing the terrible things that they're saying he's doing.
Yeah.
He is possibly still doing those terrible things elsewhere and should still be shut down.
Yeah.
But they're talking about sending all this aid to Uganda. The whole thing is focusing on Uganda. And even in the video, like, there has been some question as to their financials, this nonprofit organization. Because like only like 36% or something like that of their revenue actually goes directly to direct aid.
Yeah.
The rest of it goes to paying employees, paying for videography and promotional materials and
shady
stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that seems kind of weird. And I, even in the video, like, they showed their headquarters at one point and it looks unnecessarily extravagant.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kony 2012 things seem really anti, the idea is, they say in the video, like, let's make him famous because part of the problem is that nobody knows who he is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, the issue isn't getting any attention, so nobody's going in to help.
Mm-hmm.
So let's make him famous. So that's the idea behind Kony 2012. We'll put this everywhere so people will notice it and they'll wonder, what is this? And then they'll go look it up or whatever.
They'll figure it out, yeah.
But when you see the posters and it says Kony 2012 and it looks like a campaign poster, yeah. It looks like it's pro Kony.
Yeah.
God, which is fucking ridiculous.
Retard. I wonder what's Paul's issue? The fact that everybody's posting this and obviously not getting it? Or is he pissed that this video's out there and they're asking to shut this guy down even though he's not even there?
I don't think it's either of those things. I think what it is that... it's the same as when everybody changed their profile picture to a cartoon character to protest pedophilia.
Yeah.
Spreading the video and acting like you're, you know, like this is such a huge fucking deal to you and you are doing your part and everything is dumb. Mm-hmm. You're not doing anything by spreading the video except showing other people the video.
Mm-hmm.
It's awareness is not really the issue. I guess it kind of sort of is, except that they're kind of sort of bringing awareness to a no longer existent issue. But
yeah.
Awareness isn't really the issue. The issue is that there's a warlord running around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, making a bunch of white hipster kids aware that this is happening doesn't solve the problem.
Yeah. God, that reminds me of that fucking image, and I'm sure you've seen it, of the sky, and it was photoshopped with the hands, kind of like the...
Yeah, like the goatsy
thing. The goatsy thing, but it's published and shared as like an act of God.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I see it over and over.
It was originally...
God, it annoyed me because I so badly wanted to, and it was always like relatives, older people that didn't get it.
Yeah, it was originally photoshopped to look like goatsy. Like, it was a joke.
Yeah.
But then the wrong people
gaping
got a
anus.
Hold of it, didn't get it or whatever. Yeah. Or somebody did it on purpose, you know, intentionally passed it off as this amazing act of God or whatever. And then a bunch of old ladies and dummies got a hold of it and started spreading it around with like Christian chain letters attached to it.
Yeah.
God is great, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess I get as annoyed with this as I do with any kind of activism that basically amounts to saying, I know about these important issues and you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And now you do. Just the awareness thing bothers me. Awareness isn't a bad thing, but I guess what bothers me about it is that the people spreading the video think they're doing their part by raising awareness, by showing other people the video. The problem is that's how everybody feels about it.
Yeah.
Everybody feels like, hey, everybody should know about this and somebody should do something about it, but not me.
Mm-hmm.
But I will do my part by showing everybody in the hopes that the one person out there who will do something about it will eventually see it,
mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't even think that's their rationale. I think they honestly think just awareness solves problems.
Yeah. Only in America. Goddamn.
But that's the Facebook.
All right. That was it. All right.
Yep. So Twitter?
Twitter.
Okay. Let's see.
If you don't mind.
Sean Ryan or the Grey Ghost Net of Method to Madness and Alpha Counter podcast says, favorite porn stars? And what would be your porn star names? And what movie spoof porn would you most like to star? That last part, I'm not sure what he meant. He says, and what movie spoof porn would you most like to star? I don't know if that was a goof and he meant, would you most like to see? Or did he mean star in?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that one means, but favorite porn stars.
Ooh, I never had any. But there is this, well, I don't even know if you call it. Yeah, I guess you would. It's this model that does some nude modeling. Her name is Ariel, and she's beautiful, man.
Like the Little Mermaid?
Yeah. Her hair like a burgundy red, and she's just cute, and I love her up.
Is there anything else? How would I find this chick? It can't just be Ariel. There's got to be something else to search for.
What she goes by. There's no last name.
But something like Ariel porn star?
Yeah, yeah. Look that up.
Ariel.
Look for the burgundy hair.
No, that's not going to be Ariel. Okay. Is this her?
Yes, that's her.
Okay. Yeah, she's cute.
Yummy.
I'd bone her.
I'd eat that up. Cannibal style.
So that's it? No other porn stars?
That's the only one I've taken the time out of my day to like find out the name and seek her out. She had a website. And yeah, nobody else I really cared for. I struggle to find attractive women in porn.
There are a lot of uggos in porn.
Yeah.
I think just watching porn, eventually you start to learn porn stars' names.
Yeah.
I can think of two porn stars that I kind of like. One of them is Leela Starr.
Mm.
And the other one is this chick that goes by Ellie Idol.
Yeah.
And I've only seen like a few videos from either of those two chicks.
Yeah.
But eventually, you know,
keep showing up.
You jerk your dick enough times, eventually you're going to start recognizing people.
Here we go. Hey, I know you.
So I can only think of those two. There are lots of porn stars that I recognize and I find some of them more attractive than others, but
The popular ones like Jenna Jameson and Tracy Lords, they're hideous.
Most of the really popular ones I'm not that into. There's a chick named Jenna Hayes.
Yeah.
Who's pretty popular. I don't think she's ugly or anything, but there's something about her that I don't like.
Yeah.
And there are tons of porn stars like that, but those are my favorite porn stars, yes. I guess. So now, the next time you go look at porn, you can search those names and think of me.
Mm-hmm.
What would your porn star name be, Orion?
Ooh.
This is one of my least favorite common exercises for bad comedy. Hey, I got an idea. Let's discover our porn star names. What is the formula? It's something dumb like your first pet and the street you grew up on or something. Uh-oh. Is that it? Your first pet and the street you grew up on?
Yeah.
Something like that. So my first pet, I think, was named Ashley. It was a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you count goldfish, and fuck you, I can't remember those fucking fish's names. They died like a week after I got them. And if you do count goldfish, it was probably named after a Ninja Turtle.
That's a great.
So we're either going with Michelangelo or Ashley as a first name. And the street I grew up on as a kid, like when we first lived on a street and not in an apartment complex, was Norwood. So I guess my porn star name would be either Ashley or Michelangelo Norwood. And I think Ashley Norwood kind of sounds like a porn star.
Yeah.
Name.
Ashley Norwood. Oh, man. Mine would be Angel Face Eifert, which sounds funnier. Like, I grew up on Eifert, but it sounded like I fart, and I got made fun of for it, or poked fun. People poked fun, like, oh, I fart.
Wow.
So I'm going to go with that. Angel Face, I fart.
Okay.
That's not sexy. No.
And what movie spoof porn would you most like to star or see or whatever, however you want to take that?
Oh, let's see. I want to be, let's see. There's a couple having a good time. Like, I make this up, right? Yeah.
No.
No? Then I don't know.
That would not be a movie spoof porn.
Movie spoof porn.
Oh. Do I need to explain what movie spoof
porn
is?
No, I know. It has to, the movie exists, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, you know, like,
I've never played this game.
I'll never be able to think of an example now.
Like,
okay.
Little Red Riding My Cock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that.
Like, yes. Like, you take an existing movie and you make a porn version of it.
Ah, that's what I figured. Okay.
And it usually has some kind of stupid pun in the name or whatever. Like, they change one of the words to something that sounds kind of like the original word, but it's dirty.
Hmm. Let's see. Mortal come on my ass, and I would be Goro. I'd have four arms and a big fucking dick. Yes. And,
okay.
I would fuck Shao Kahn.
Okay.
And I will finish him, motherfucker.
So you've decided to take the question as you're going to star in it.
Yeah.
Okay. I have never watched a movie spoof porn, and I don't think that I ever will, because when I'm watching porn, I don't watch porn for giggles.
Yeah.
You know, like,
Jesus.
I don't watch porn because I'm like, I could go for a movie right now.
Will we get to that point? I don't know. After enough jerking, you know?
And when I jerk, I maybe watch like half an hour of porn, and that's because I'm being picky, because I need half an hour of porn.
Yeah.
So I've never seen one. Maybe they're usually short. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I would assume that they're like actual movies. And I do not need to sit and watch a bunch of people pretend to be in Scooby-Doo and then fuck for 2 hours or an hour and a half.
Yeah.
By the time, like, I'll be done during the first sex scene.
Yeah, I never understood that.
And I'll have no more interest in this movie.
Yeah. It's like, power off.
I don't get the appeal, really. But I feel this is so obvious that somebody else must have come up with it before.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of a porn parody of Schindler's List called Schindler's Fist. That's just all about emaciated Jews in concentration camps getting fisted by Oscar Schindler.
Fucking great. Oh, yeah.
If he actually wants to know what movie spoof porn I would most like to star in, the answer is none. I would never star in a porno. I have no desire to do that. Not even in like a fantasy situation. But Schindler's Fist.
Schindler's Fist. That's great. I wanted to bring this up. I happened to see, I was surfing for porn. There's a porn spoof kind of thing, not on a movie, but, it's based on Beavis and Butthead.
Okay.
And I thought that was just horrible because they got these two scrawny, ugly fucking guys dressed up like Beavis and Butthead, and they're fucking some chick. I don't know if it's even a chick from Beavis and Butthead, but like, of all things.
Daria?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. God damn. It's just, yeah, who's watching that? Who's paying for that? You know?
It's
Christ.
It takes a particular kind of person, I think, to be like, I really want to watch porn, but you know what would make my porn better is if it was like the other movies that I watch.
Yeah.
Like if it starred familiar characters, you know, I don't know. That's weird. The next thing on the Twitter is Dolphin Hands Tiger asks, funniest way to die? Funniest way to die. Fisting would be a pretty funny way to die. I think anytime you die in a sexual situation, it's a funny way to die. Like when people die of autoerotic asphyxiation, it's not a tragedy. It's a hilarity.
Yeah. I laughed my ass off at this video. I don't know if it was Russian. You might have seen it. But there's this guy at the edge of a cliff, these two buddies. And the one buddy goes up and like shoves his friend off a cliff.
No.
And God, it didn't look fake or anything, but they run up and peek over the cliff, and it's really fucking high up.
Wow.
I was dying. It's like he meant to go up and scare him, but he kind of bumped him, and the immediate panic of being on the edge, you just kind of lean towards, you know, you don't save yourself. You just kind of fall, free fall. just fall back and yeah, he's dead. If it's not fake.
Wow.
Hilarious. Just being pushed off a really tall building. Like, gotcha. Or falling into lava is funny. Because it's like, it's
yeah.
Like, what is that lava doing there? What are we doing here? Oh my God.
I think being mauled by a tiger during a magic act. Yeah. Like, because, you know, the whole point is like, these tigers and I are friends, mm-hmm. and I'm a mystical, magical person who can commune with animals that would normally eat a man.
Yeah.
But then it eats you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of funny.
Or a tiger like going into a church and mauling a guy. Like the priest.
But yeah, I guess that would be I guess a tiger set loose in a church would be funny.
Fucking great.
But I don't know if that's
Where's
the funniest.
Your God now?
I don't know if that's the funniest way to die.
Yeah.
Just
it's just funny to watch, yeah.
Yeah, most of the funny ways I can think of to die would involve sex.
Yeah.
Like an old man having a heart attack while mm-hmm. boning a much younger woman.
Yeah.
Is funny to me. As you can tell by the laughter coming from me.
Falling into helicopter blades.
Falling into helicopter blades? What were you doing?
No.
Like, why were you above the helicopter blades?
I've been looking forward to this day all my life. I'm skydiving, bitches. And you jump out, and there just happens to be a helicopter going by.
Oh, I guess skydiving shit. And landing.
Jimmy, no.
Skydiving and landing in a tiger sanctuary.
Yeah.
If we're going to go with the tiger theme. I think that would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
I think being killed by a panda would
so
be pretty
cute,
funny because there's no reason a panda couldn't kill you, but nobody would see it. Like, it's like when a dude gets raped.
Yeah.
And like, of course dudes can be raped, but like everybody kind of wants to go, come on.
Yeah. No one's quick to rescue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so weird.
You got raped by like a woman.
Those
like,
claws
for real.
Yeah,
that happened?
Yeah.
I don't think so, pussy.
A guy skydiving and you're watching him like fall to the ground and he opens his chute, but the chute like detaches and it kind of flies away. And
okay.
Oh, man. That's funny. Yeah, that's about it.
Jesus. Yeah, I don't know. Slitting your wrists in a bathtub.
Fucking
hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh man, shooting yourself in the face in a daycare.
Yeah. With a giant smile on your face.
Suicide bombing.
Yeah. Those are pretty fun.
In a heavily populated area. School shootings.
Yeah.
Funniest ways to die.
Damn.
Lynchings.
Yeah.
Firing squad.
Oh, man.
Stoning to death.
Yeah, that's funny because for the first few minutes, it's like, ow, ow. But you ultimately die.
Stoning to death, actually. That is. I've watched a video of somebody being stoned to death.
Oh, I've never seen. No.
It's hilarious. Yeah. No, it's not. It's disturbing or whatever, but stoning to death is kind of funny to me in a way, just because of what a nutty idea it is in the first place. It's so
primitive.
Like, I saw it the other day on Reddit, I think, like this old, maybe wood carving of an old, like, torture slash death, like an old method of execution that involved tying a person up by their feet, hanging them upside down, and then two dudes with a giant saw, you know, with a handle on each end.
God, yeah.
They put the saw between the legs and saw down through the crotch towards the head.
Shit. That's the worst way to die.
Like, why would you ever do that? Like, I really hate this guy. Well, just kill him and he's gone. Just, like, stab him or something. God. You don't have to. Oh, Jesus. And they used to do shit like that, like drawing and quartering a person where you tie like each of their limbs to a horse.
Oh, God.
And then you're like, slap. You slap the horse on the ass. All the horses take off in opposite directions.
Oh, God.
You just tear a person apart. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Jesus Christ.
So that kind of stuff. I mean, so the stoning thing is kind of funny to me, just in the sense that it's so nuts. Like,
yeah.
Why do you need to do it that way?
God.
What else on the old tweetar? Our buddy Devin says, why would anyone vote for a president? Also, when will Kyle get a new girlfriend? Oh. Why would anyone vote for a president? I don't know. I guess if the votes counted directly.
Yes, I was going to say.
Otherwise, I think people vote for president because they are either misled and they believe their vote really counts, or they just have a lot more faith in the system and they just fully believe that whatever they vote will be represented by their representative, mm-hmm. they're in the electoral college or whatever.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people who are just super political and they just really get into all that politics stuff. I don't know.
Or they're just really into the essence of America, and that's just patriotic to vote.
I really think a lot of people just vote because they're always told they're supposed to vote.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you like voting, then vote. But I think it's nutty to tell people you have to vote. Because if I go out there and vote, like, I'm probably more informed than a lot of people, mm-hmm. but I'm only informed as much as I cannot help it. You know, if the information just comes to me. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff I just don't fucking know. And if I went out and voted anyway, I'm voting out of ignorance. Why would you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Especially if you knew I was going to vote against you. Whatever it was you were voting for, I'm not voting for that. Mm-hmm. You would still tell me to vote? Crazy talk.
That is.
when will Kyle get a new girlfriend? I don't fucking know, man. Probably never. Because I think about this every once in a while. It's really not a priority for me at all. I'm really not very concerned about it. I don't know if... I get the impression that I'm in the minority in that I don't really care that much about it. Like, it'd be nice, but I'm not like... When I get lonely... For the most part, it's not like, oh, I wish I had a girl here. It's more like, oh, I just wish I wasn't fucking alone. It would be nice, but I think I'm way too picky at this point. Like the necessary qualities I would need to find in a woman probably exist in one woman, but probably not a lot of women. And it's not likely that I'm going to find a woman like that who is not... involved with someone else and who would be interested in me, you know?
Yeah.
And I just think I'm just a horrible fucking person. Like, I'm just a horrible fucking mess of a person. There are so many problems with me that I just, I've said before that when I find out that a girl is interested in me, I lose a little bit of respect for her. And it's kind of true. Like, what is wrong with you that this seems okay? That's... There's something wrong with you. And I just, I don't know. Like, I need a lot of alone time, like an awful lot of alone time.
Yeah.
Which might be partially why my last relationship didn't work out, because we were living together, but I took my alone time when I needed to.
It's very important. Yeah. Shit.
I need a lot of it. Yeah. And like true alone time, not like you sit on one couch and read a book and I sit on another couch and do whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I need to be alone, because that's when I, like, you know, cover myself in feces and masturbate to pictures of children. I don't know. I can't imagine it. And when I do, like, I could make it happen if I really wanted to, but it would be settling, and the entire time I would know it was going to fail.
Yeah.
And I can't go into a relationship knowing it's going to fail, unless it's like a purely like, hey, you want a bone once in a while?
Yeah.
Like, I guess I could do that, but that's not a girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Probably never. And that's it for the Twitter.
All right.
There are, I think, two voicemails.
Yay.
So let's see. Voicemails. Oh, that was, there's actually three voicemails. That one is this weird little thing. This person called twice.
Oh, no.
And the second time they left this message, but I don't think they meant to. Let's hear it again.
They gave me a fake number.
I think that's them yelling, they gave me a fake number. But they cut, the word number got cut.
No, I see.
They gave me a fake number.
They gave me a fake number.
I see, yeah.
I could be wrong.
But it sounds like some friend of theirs gave them a number. They called it and they're like, oh, they gave me a fake number. So who's giving out our number to friends and telling them it's something else?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not funny at all.
Here's a real voicemail.
Hi, Kyle and Orion. This is Poopy Barfy, and no funny voicemail this week. Instead, I have a problem. I'm actually being kicked out of my house. I have to be moved out by the end of the week, and I don't know where I'm going to live. I have a friend in Detroit, so I might hang out with him. There's also a small inland lake towards the bottom of Michigan. It's like a Swift Lake or Cedar or something. It's between Lawton and Pawpaw near Kalamazoo. I don't know if you guys know where that is. But yeah, I have to be forced relocated there because the fucking government just decides up and build a preschool at the end of my block. And now I'm in a school zone and they can't have people like me in a school zone, you know? So it sucks. But oh well, I might not be able to call for a while until I'm relocated. But I'll keep you guys updated on my trials and tribulations. So have fun. Have a good show. Bye.
Oh, Poopy Barfy.
Kyle and I had the most curious look at one another.
Oh, Poopy Barfy.
While hearing that.
You know, I kind of like this Poopy Barfy guy because I think a lot of people, when constantly met, you call in, you try to do a nice thing, and you're constantly called a creep.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people would take that negatively.
Oh, yeah.
But Poopy Barfy is rolling with the punches. Yeah. He's calling in and feeding us ammunition. He's like, hey, hint, hint, child molester. So that's a good dude.
I'm terrified of him, but I want to know more about him. He should move in.
Is he a Michigan man? Has he said that and I missed it somewhere?
It'd be really weird if he wasn't and he just happened to mention Detroit unless he has a friend that lives out of state wherever he is.
He's going to murder us.
Yeah, he's slowly working his way to Grand Rapids.
If you really wanted to, you could figure out where I live.
Yeah.
And if you're already in the state and you've got nothing to lose because you just got kicked out for being a pedo.
Yeah.
Might as well come murder me.
Oh, I
appreciate him trying to tone it down.
Yeah.
You know, his poopy barfiness, his evil clown laugh.
Yes.
But I like how it kind of slipped in every here and again.
Yes.
He's like, no silly voicemail this week. I was kicked out of my house. Like he couldn't keep it in.
This motherfucker has been haunting me every week that he leaves a voicemail. Every day I go to work and I'm just kind of blank in the head and I'm doing my job. I hear his voicemails in my head. I hear that laugh and I want to tell people about it, but I don't think they'd get it. Like, hey, can I talk to you about something? There's this guy that leaves voicemail on this podcast I do. You know about the podcast. Yes, we know about the podcast. Yeah, he's crazy. Just, what does he do? Well, he just laughs weird. Okay, Ryan, whatever.
Yeah. He, if you think you are haunted by him,
yeah,
imagine how haunted he is by his victims. The reason he laughs like that is because he's tormented by the laughter of children. And no one else can hear it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
There's one more voicemail.
All right.
Oh, Kyle and Orion, I just decided that I would call into the show instead of leaving a Twitter message because those are kind of short usually. That's a nice intro you got, by the way. So I thought, and I know you talked about this a bit on the German Hipster Scarecrow episode, and you may have talked about this to a greater extent in another episode, and I might be retarded and calling in to ask you something you've already talked about, but what were your favorite concerts to go to? What are the best concerts you've been to before? All right, I'm going to end this before I say something stupid again.
That was Bames John.
Bames John.
Calling from inside the trunk of his car.
God damn.
He's a,
I was thinking the same thing. What is he doing in that trunk?
He's another wicked clown.
Yeah.
If you've ever been in our forums and looked at his forum avatar, he's a clown. He wants to know what our best concerts have been.
I would say anything before the cell phones came out. If I went to a show... God, they were all fucking awesome.
And everybody was into it. But since the whole cell phones with capturing video and everything, every show I've been to after the fact, after that, has been shit because nobody gives a fuck. Every fucker has their phone up and they're recording to watch later, to share, to bolster their ego. I don't know. Look at me. I'm at a show. I'm so important. I don't. Oh, it kills me. It's my biggest pet peeve. But if I had to pick one, God, it would have to be the I went to a Tool concert and it was pretty badass. And I nearly got arrested because I was smoking weed.
Nice.
And the cop or the security guard. I mistake the security guard for a fellow rocker, you know, just some guy watching the show. And he asked me what I was smoking. And I was annoyed because I was trying to enjoy the show. And I said, it's weed, asshole. And he grabbed me and said, you're coming with me. And I ran and everybody blocked the security guard. That was pretty badass.
Nice.
Made it feel like a family, you know.
We're all
high and in this together, man.
But
that was badass.
I haven't been to a concert in a long time. The last one I went to, I think, was when I was still with my ex-girlfriend and we went to see Hot Heat.
Oh, together, shit.
Which is a band name that I don't like saying out loud because it always ends up sounding like ha-ha-he.
Yeah.
Like your poopy barfy. In a text form.
Mm-hmm.
But my best concert, my favorite, like my best concert experience, I could tell you my least favorite concert I ever saw was, what was that band called? Agnostic Front.
Oh, no.
That was the one where I caught an elbow to the head.
Oof.
And got like, I guess, I don't think I got a concussion or anything, but like, I caught an elbow to the head. There were lots of giant men swinging fists, linking elbows, spinning in circles with their fists out, punching and kicking each other and stuff.
Assholes.
Like it was a real mosh pit, the kind that I really don't like.
Mm-hmm.
and I wanted to leave. And my girlfriend at the time did not want to leave because she was having a good time because she was a tiny girl and nobody... Like people would like look out for her, you know.
Yeah.
But they didn't mind
punch her in the face.
Yeah, they didn't mind shoving an elbow in my face. My first concert ever, I forget who was there. Were you there? It was Korn.
Oh yeah.
Stained and Mindless Self-Indulgence.
God.
That was interesting. That was my first concert ever. I think if I were to do it again now, I would have enjoyed Mindless Self-Indulgence more than any of them.
Yeah.
I never liked Stained, but I did used to like Korn. But that was like, kind of underwhelming. I think my first Warped Tour was probably my best concert experience.
Yeah.
And then there was a Warped Tour that I went to where I saw Green Day, which was interesting. I got one of my pant legs torn all the way up past the knee.
Oh, man.
So it looked like one of those sexy ladies' dresses with the slit up the side.
Yeah.
And I just had this floppy pant leg for the rest of the day.
Oh, that sucks.
Because the green, like the mosh pit or whatever during Green Day wasn't really very moshy, but it was very much people pushing each other.
Yeah, trampling.
Like, squeezing so close up against each other that you could barely breathe.
Oh, Jesus.
Like they're just, everybody's leaning on everybody else. Like it felt like we're all standing facing the stage and like the back row just fell forwards like dominoes onto each other just packed.
The slightest budge, and the whole, you're falling over and you can't get back.
Well, not really falling over, just squished together.
Really?
Or I guess like somebody drove a giant bulldozer up behind everybody and like just shoved us all in.
Jesus.
And somebody stepped on my pant leg and there was like no room for anybody to move. So when I finally was able to move, it just...
That's shitty.
All up the side. I don't know. I don't really like concerts that much. I went through a phase where I did, where I went to a lot of them. But when I look back on it, I only really remember negative experiences. I remember getting really, really sweaty. I remember getting my pant leg torn. I remember getting hit in the head. I remember crowd surfers falling on me constantly. I used to pull crowd surfers down by their feet because fuck them.
Yeah.
It's the worst fucking thing. I'm sure it's fun if you're the crowd surfer.
I hate
that shit. But it's the worst fucking thing. It's just always shoes in my face.
Kicking it, you in the face or the head. Yeah.
And they always come up from behind.
Yep.
So nobody's facing you, asshole. So nobody can see you coming. And fat people do it.
It's always the
like
bigger girls.
Completely
man.
Unaware of God. How fat they are.
Yeah.
Or sweaty dudes with back zits.
always. God damn.
And just getting dehydrated. I threw up at a concert one time.
Yeah. It's just so easy for the people there to ruin it for you. It's so easy. God.
I don't really like concerts that much anyway. And like, I personally, this is like the pussy thing to say.
Yeah.
But even back when I was going to punk shows all the time, I would have preferred to have a seat.
Yeah.
And just sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
Like I'm watching a play or a movie or something. Because I don't like dancing. I don't like moshing. And I don't particularly feel that standing makes it a more enjoyable experience.
Did anybody ever give you shit for that?
Because
I know I probably didn't, but
I don't think I really said it much.
Because you're not the only one. A lot of people have told me. I just like standing, you know, and watching. And I'm like, well, that's cool. But if everybody did that and you're up there and you were the guy up there playing and everybody's just standing there, not moving, it's like, it's a weird feeling. Like, are we not doing good? I don't know.
Well, I get that. But like, that doesn't change the fact that for me, whenever I would try to dance and move around and stuff at a concert, I was faking it.
Yeah.
So it was no fun for me.
Yeah.
And all the fucking sweaty douchebags over me. Like, Jesus Christ.
No shirts, very little clothing.
I have the CD. Why the fuck am I here?
Yeah.
And I used to go to tons of these things.
Yeah.
But I can't really remember enjoying them that much. So my best concert, I don't fucking know.
Oh, man.
The one where I had the least worst time.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool when we saw Alkaline Trio and it rained, I think, at Warped Tour.
Was I there?
Maybe you weren't there. I don't know.
I don't think I was there.
I'm pretty sure I saw Alkaline Trio at Warped Tour and it rained.
Yeah.
No, I think you were there.
Was I?
Because later we went to the, or maybe earlier actually, we went to their merch booth and we saw the artist, graphic designer chick who does all their t-shirts and stuff.
Oh, that's right.
And we got her autograph.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's about sums it up. Dip, dip.
And that's it.
That's it.
All that's right. Everything.
All right. Well, that's all I have, Kyle.
Man. Kapow. Fuck life. Jesus Christ.
I hear you.
I'm ready for bed. I'm ready for death. Not my death. Everyone else's.
Yeah.
Orion will be spared.
Cute animals.
And
fuck
I'll.
Em.
Roll a dice for all the podcast listeners.
Yeah.
And if I lay, if you get snake eyes, I'll roll two die. If you get snake eyes, you get to live. Otherwise, you die.
Yeah.
All right. So, as usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And you can check us out on the forums, ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum, or the Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/ijhat and twitter.com/ijhat. And, of course, because why the fuck wouldn't you? You're stinking filthy rich. Send us all your money.
Yeah.
Because I am crying on the inside.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Funniest way to die from dehydration from crying on the inside. All right.
And that's it.
And all that's right. It.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Word.